From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency says it has conducted a successful test from Alaska of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, part of the nation's ballistic missile defense system. A target in the form of an intermediate-range ballistic missile was air-launched Monday night by an Air Force C-17 over the Pacific Ocean north of Hawaii. The MDA says a THAAD weapon system at Kodiak detected, tracked, and intercepted the target. A Catholic pastor who previously served the Archdiocese of Anchorage has been named to Juneau's vacant bishop position. The Reverend Andrew E. Belisario, 60, will be ordained and installed as the sixth bishop of the Diocese of Juneau on October 10th. Belisario says when he got the call to be selected for the position, he was surprised and even had trouble catching his breath. This morning, he spoke at a press conference.
The call to love and to serve the poor, the vulnerable, children, immigrants, refugees, prisoners, seniors, the sick, the discarded, the addicted, the lonely, the depressed, the homeless, the forgotten, is the call of the church.
The bishop's seat has been vacant since Edward J. Burns, who held the position since 2009, was appointed Bishop of Dallas in February.
We have many people of all faiths here in this diocese, and I send my fraternal greetings to you and look forward to collaborating with you and dialoguing with you.
The Diocese of Juneau is the smallest in the United States by population, but covers all of Southeast Alaska. About 16% of Alaskans are Catholic, according to the Pew Research Center, which is lower than the national average of about 20%. The Diocese of Juneau reports a Catholic population of 10,600 parishioners. Someone is interested in buying the retired ferry Taku. As a result, the Alaska Marine Highway System is giving interested parties an extra week and a half to submit bids. The 54-year-old ship has been out of service for 2 years. It's been put out to bid twice before, first at $1.5 million, then at $700,000, but no offers were made. The latest attempt, advertised June 19th, listed no minimum price. Bids were scheduled to be open last Friday. That deadline was then extended until July 18th. Facebook has shut down pages set up by several businesses licensed to legally sell marijuana in Alaska, severing what some shop owners consider a critical link to their customers. The social media giant says users aren't allowed to post content promoting marijuana sales. Industry officials say the issue has arisen over the last few years in states that have legalized pot. It comes as social media sites grapple with setting boundaries for what users can post. And one quick look at weather. It is 51 degrees and light rain with fog and mist at Juneau International Airport.